Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Part four, we wrap up the James Ray interview, and James is now talking about finding your purpose and finding his purpose moving forward. Why host events in 2015 if you're James Ray? That was one of the questions I asked, because after everything that happened in the past, what makes him want to continue to move forward doing what he did prior to the Sweat Lodge? We talk a little bit of business and mindset, and we wrap it up. Here is part four, the interview with James Ray.
We're home. I mean, that we know why we're here and what we're here to do.
Yeah, I get that. I'm with you. I mean, when I finally quit my job in 2005, it was the scariest damn moment of my life. And I would love to tell you that I found immediate success. Unfortunately, I went bankrupt, and then I discovered, you know, what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And you know, I think at some point in time, either you're going to do it or you're just not going to do it. And unfortunately, I like I mentioned, I was on your site. And also, by the way, if you're listening to this, you can get a copy of James' new book, Life Unleashed, A Blueprint for Ultimate Human Performance. Go over to jamesray.com/Life Unleashed free. You can also, you'll find out when you go to that page, James, if you live in the Phoenix area, you're going to be there October 3rd. That's his live event. You'll find out about that when you download the book as well. But I think when... you know, I saw when you were talking on your website about people who also you cited the Gallup poll that 71% of people, they're just not inspired, happy, or fulfilled in their current job.
Right.
And yet they still go to work every day. And I've got so many friends, good people, but their whole life is defined by that next corporate reload. They could be in Phoenix next week, they could be in Alaska next month, next year, and their entire life and their children and the schools they go to and the friends that they have. And the friends that they don't have and the ones they leave behind are all defined by the parent who is the breadwinner, relocation in a corporate job, which they actually don't even like. And it's just, that's the stuff that drives me bonkers, man. You know, it's those types of stories where you're changing generations of your family based on a job that you don't even like. Doesn't that make you nuts?
Yeah, it really does. And we're conditioned. And this is going to be a big, bold statement, Sam, but we're conditioned in a lie. We really are. And, you know, it's really interesting because when my team came to me and said, hey, you know, this Sam Crowley dude wants to do an interview with you and his show's called Every Day is Saturday. I'm like, what? wait a second. Is that meaning that you're supposed to take every day off? Is that what he's trying to imply? No. That's not. I'm like, okay, because you know what I believe. And if this is one of those guys that's saying, hey, you should take every Saturday, every day off and make it like Saturday, as most people do, then I just can't line up for that. Because, you know, just traditional psychologists tell us that the number one emotional experience that we as humans have is unfulfilled expectations.
Amen.
And again, 71%, that's a recent Gallup poll, 71% of the people surveyed are unhappy, disengaged, uninspired with their job. And what that means, Sam, is that damn near 75% of the people, 71 is pretty close to 75,
yeah,
you know, are hitting the snooze button every day going, oh my God, you know, I got to drag myself in there one more time, drag my sorry, tired ass to this place.
Yeah.
And you know, what's even worse, Sam, is that most people, 71%, according to the Gallup poll, are going to a job they hate. And to your point, they're worried that they're going to lose it. Now, what sense does that make?
Yeah.
Right?
It's nuts. it's crazy.
I hate this job, but God, I hope I don't get fired. I mean, really? Life is too short to not be doing what you love. And it doesn't mean that doing what you love, going back to jobs, he said, success is hard. I love this quote. I'm going to give you the whole thing. Success is hard. So find something that you love. Because if you don't love it, you'll quit like any sane person would. Mm-hmm. I love that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you love it, you won't quit. And he's right. And so part of my purpose in this lifetime, and I'm assuming yours too, I'm kind of mind reading here, mm-hmm. with this Every Day is Saturday, because I know you and I talk now, and it's about, not dragging your kids all over the place and not, leaving your family, because, AT&T moved me when I was with them, I think, 5 times. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to be upwardly mobile, you had to be geographically mobile, and there was no in between.
That was my company as well, by the way, a subsidiary of AT&T.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, I'm not saying that starting your own business is going to be an easy road. It's not, but it's not an easy road going to a job you hate either.
Yeah.
So what I say to people is, hey, you're going to work hard. So you might as well work hard doing something that you love, because when you work hard doing something what you love, you work hard, but it's hardly work. If you follow, it's hardly work, because we're working right now, Sam.
We are,
for some people this would be miserable because it's not their innate ability. It's not their purpose.
Right.
When I was running, I was on the road over 200 days a year before 2009 in Sedona. I mean, I was on the road. I was in three to four cities every single week. 12 cities a month on the road, living out of a suitcase. And by the way, Sam, I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm single, right? I loved it because I was living my purpose. Doesn't mean I wasn't exhausted. I was. Doesn't mean that there weren't days where I was like, God, I have to get up on stage and be inspired one more time. Of course there were.
Yeah.
But that's life. I was doing what I love. So you work hard doing what you love. It's hardly work.
What can people expect? I want to be respectful of your time, the last few minutes we have here, James. What can people expect if they show up at your event in Phoenix, October 3rd? What's a James Ray event like in 2015 now?
Well, the event in Phoenix is called Life Unleashed. And that's really what my thrust is right now. It's about helping individuals reach their own level of ultimate human performance. And just let me clarify that ultimate human performance isn't about walking on water or manifesting out of thin air. Sorry to burst your bubble if that's what you think it is. It's also not about making mega millions necessarily. It's not about getting accolades and trophies necessarily, even though those things could come along with it. It's about actualizing your own personal greatness. And the way I define greatness, Sam, is the ability to accomplish what you choose to accomplish in the way you choose to accomplish it with a level of mastery and greatness. That's greatness to a degree of mastery. So you ask the question, and this is what we're going to explore in depth and detail on October 3rd. And this is what the Life Unleashed book that I'm giving to your listeners is about, too, is to start priming that pump about, why am I here? The single most common question that was asked of me as I was on the road over 200 days a year all over the world, without exception, Sam, is, what's the meaning of life? Why am I here? What am I here to accomplish? Or what's my purpose? Some derivation thereof.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are hardwired for meaning. We just are. And we live in a purpose filled universe, and we're here to do something meaningful. And every single one of us, whether we're consciously aware of it or not, wants to leave this lifetime and look back at something. It could be your kids, it could be your business, it could be a whole host of things, and none is better than the other. But you want to look back at something and go, I did that, and I did it great. For me, I brought 100% of me to the table, and I did that. I'm leaving that, and thereby the world is different because I was here. And so, you know, that's really what I'm about, and that's what I'm about helping individuals do. And if you make a lot of money doing that, God bless you. But like Cuban says, even if you don't, you're still living your best life. You're doing what you love.
Is there anyone – that's a great answer to that question. Is there anybody from prison you stay in touch with, any of the other inmates there that you spend time with?
You know, it's really interesting. That's a whole nother show.
We got another got James for another hour, everybody.
I mean, I went in there at one point, and I was gonna really, you know, change the system and change people's lives, because that's kind of what I'm wired to do. And I ultimately realized I was there to change myself. And I was going to work on me, because what I found, and it was a blessing, it was shocking, but it was a blessing, is that most of the guys I was talking to knew everything, and they were so filled with their own Kool-Aid that they weren't open to anything else. So that was a blessing, because I really realized that God or the creator of the universe gave me this time to look at me, and I needed to do that. And I did. There was a couple of guys I've reached out to that since I've been out, and I've offered assistance, and I would do it in a nanosecond, and I don't hear from those guys. So, you know, it's really unfortunate, Sam. There's 85% recidivism.
Wow.
And there's just no tools given. Nobody cares. It's big business. You know, there's an economic model attached, and nobody really cares. And if everybody was totally transformed, then a lot of people would be out of jobs.
Wow, 85%. That's right, huh?
Yeah. Isn't that it's shocking.
Well, that's a whole different, like you said, that's a whole other podcast. I certainly won't keep you here. I know you got to get with your parents in San Diego. But hey, everybody, it's James Ray, jamesray.com/Life Unleashed Free. You can pick up his latest book, Life Unleashed, A Blueprint for Ultimate Human Performance. He'll be in Phoenix October 3rd for Life Unleashed Live. You can find out more about that when you download the free blueprint from James' site. James, been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure. It was fun.
Everybody, that's a wrap. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.